Hello, I am Jamie Sharp. Wow, there's just something so nostalgic about all of this. The cap, the gown, the diploma. To a certain extent, it's as if the very point of being here today, all together at this graduation ceremony, is for the sake of being nostalgic. We're here to look back towards the past, sentimentally and perhaps wistfully. The gown, the cap, the hotel reservations, and this huge stadium are just catalysts to spark the process. Why else in the world would we dress up and unite as the class of 2017 for the final time, and perhaps the only time ever? In fact, that's the most interesting part of all of this, is that we as a class have never united like this before. On one hand, we most definitely have never come together to be physically in the same place. But on the other hand, on a more symbolic level, our class has never united or has never been provided anything to unite over since our arrival at the college. In other words, unlike the colleges that many of our high school friends ended up at, we don't have that one thing that really brings all of us together. Right? We don't all go to the football games. There's no prestigious institutional history to revel in, and after four years, I'm still unable to find a sufficient fraternity party to attend. The pioneer is more problematic than the duck, and our mascot is literally named Seaman. Let that sink in. This strange feeling of disconnection to the institution must also be related back to the transition that has occurred during our time here. We have had three deans, two presidents, David Ellis and he who shall not be named. And three of our four fall semesters, the college was unable to appropriately respond to a series of discriminatory and violent acts that occurred on our campus. No wonder we haven't had that much to unite over. All of these events undoubtedly led to division within the student body and created challenging conditions for student organizing to reach some kind of unity. With all of that said, I am not here today to critique the college or to suggest that we had a negative experience here. In contrast, I'm here today to do the opposite, to suggest that we perhaps have more in common and more to come together over than the institution's recent history might suggest. I want to show how our fellow members of the Lewis and Clark community stepped up to provide meaningful experiences of connection despite the seemingly impossible conditions. What has happened during our experience here at LC illuminates the things that connect us to each other, the beauty of the place that we have inhabited for the past 4 years, and the people that have made it all possible. Understanding this connection not only helps us to understand the roots of this feeling of nostalgia that encapsulates the stadium right now, but most importantly, can give thanks where thanks is due and where thanks oftentimes goes unsaid. We must not forget the everyday heroes, what I want to call the heroes of the moment, that showed up when it was most necessary and perhaps when it was most challenging. So, now we've made it to the interactive part of the speech. I thought a lot about how it could be possible to show gratitude for our heroes of the moment. While everybody has different heroes, I've decided to come up with five categories that I think these heroes might fall into. The above and beyond professor, the student community organizer, the behind-the-scenes wizard, the view that made everything all right, and the support from the sidelines. I will explain my interpretations of each category one by one, while all of you brainstorm your own examples. I have provided a piece of paper and pencil to help you keep track and remember your findings. It is my hope that once it is all said and done, everyone will have a compilation of five people, places, and things that they need to thank. I'll talk more about the process of saying thank you later. Let's start with the first category, the above and beyond professor. Professors do a lot of things, perhaps too many things. To name a few, they run awesome discussions, know so much, blow our minds with their brilliance, are incredibly humble, at least some of them, meet during office hours, and write and publish articles. With this in mind, I think that what makes a Lewis and Clark professor above and beyond is something completely different. Think about the ones that attend your games and performances, the ones that invite you over for dinner, the ones that share themselves with you through stories and personal advice, the ones that show up to student-organized events and rallies, and the ones that fill the margins of your paper with so many critical and kind comments that there is just no chance that they are also able to find time to sleep. I'm convinced that we have the most intellectually and emotionally dedicated professors in the world. Think now about which professor, there can be multiple, that played this above and beyond role, and make sure to write it down. The next category is student community organizer. Man, there are some awesome folks that attend this school. In addition to the talents and brilliance, there are people that manage to do it all and still find time to put into the community around them. In his farewell address, President Obama said, "If something needs fixing, then lace up your shoes and do some organizing. If you're disappointed by your elected officials, grab a clipboard, get some signatures, and run for office yourself. Show up, dive in, and stay at it." Undoubtedly, there are people on this campus who have been doing this for the past 4 years. Think deeper than the person who has been the loudest or the most visible. Find those people in your memory who showed up to help this community connect. Perhaps it was the resident advisor who brought your hall together, the sports team captain that welcomes in new members, or the friend that has led you and the community through some of the challenging times we faced at Lewis and Clark. Think about your student community organizer and make sure to write it down. Next, let's talk about the behind-the-scenes wizard. This is the person that definitely doesn't get all the credit that they deserve. They are the ones that are here day in and day out, no matter what is happening. They are the warehouse manager that makes it possible to go on college outdoors trips, the folks from facilities that keep the campus up and running, the workers in the bone that keep us fed, the drivers of the Pioneer Express that somehow maneuver those buses to and from downtown and the airport during this year's snowstorm, the smart, compassionate, and talented folks in the counseling center, the skyline workers that keep your study spot clean, and everyone else that literally keeps this place running. The list is too large to read off, but I'm sure that in our 4 years here, everybody here benefited from and connected to a behind-the-scenes wizard. Think about these folks and write them down. Now here's a fun one, a little bit lighter. The view that made everything all right. I don't think that I can go through this entire speech without mentioning the beauty of our campus and surrounding area. Where is that one place that was just incredible? The view that made you feel small and the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Were you on a mountain, a river, the ocean? Or perhaps it is the view of Mount Hood or Mount St. Helens from our campus. Were you in Tryon Creek or Forest Park? Maybe it's the view of downtown Portland as you're driving into town on I-5, or the view of a line of bike commuters crossing the Hawthorne Bridge. To each their own, whether it's the view of a beautiful chemistry lab, 100 beers on tap, or a piece of Uncle John's pizza, there's no wrong answer. Wherever and whatever it is, write it down. Finally, the category that I think is the most relevant today is the support from the sidelines. While I think all of the categories I've already talked about can relate to this one, I really want you to think about the people who you just wouldn't have been able to do it without. These can be parents, siblings, and family members that kept in touch and encouraged you from home, friends that were there during those times that you need them the most, professors that talked to you about more than just schoolwork, a leader on a new student trip or new student orientation, a coach, a librarian, a pastor, a rabbi, a barista, a boss, or even someone who fixed your bike once or twice. We've all received some kind of help during our time here that kept us going, calmed us down, made us proud to be where we are. None of us could have done it completely on our own, and that is why I call it support from the sidelines. Think about your time here and write down the person that comes to mind. Now, this next part is the most important part, so listen up. If there is anything that I hope y'all take from this speech, it is this. Before you head back home or onto whatever new adventure awaits, make sure to visit each item on your list one final time. Find the time it takes to show how much each of these things have meant to you over the past few years. Let that professor know how much you learn from them in every sense of the word. Reach out to that student organizer and thank them for providing some unity and community in an oftentimes challenging space. Find that behind-the-scenes wizard and let them know how important their work is to your everyday life. And perhaps head back to that view that made everything all right and share a few beers with those who supported you from the sideline. At the end of the day, I think there is no way of denying that this is a nostalgic time, a time of transition and reflection. Perhaps we will miss our foolishly named mascot, the social, intellectual, and emotional challenges of a semester, or the freedom that we felt during our first few years away from home. But I am completely certain that we will miss the people and the places that we encountered along the way even more. They are innumerable, and invaluable. There's no possible way that I could have mentioned them all in this speech because they all mean different things to all of us. But hopefully, all of you now have a full, unique list and perhaps have a better idea of what has to be done before you take off. Send out some emails. Better yet, send a note. And even better yet, go and do it in person. We must celebrate our heroes of the moment. They are the ones that make Lewis and Clark.